This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
This Thanksgiving, be thankful for all the free bets. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has a Turkey Day no-brainer you can't miss. New customers can bet just $1 on any Thanksgiving NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $1 on any Thanksgiving NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps this Thanksgiving Day at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
You're tuned in to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
It's a final now.
Tennessee has defeated Tennessee Tech 80-69 in a game of basketball at Thompson Bowling Assembly Center and Arena. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome. Another stellar edition of The Drive, kicking off a little bit late for the basketball game. We did that for you, folks. We wanted to give you some extra time to spend with your family, some extra turkey time, some extra TV time, some extra Tennessee time. We get to watch Tennessee basketball. We thought this was going to be a cakewalk, man. It was not.
No. Tennessee Tech came in here real scrappy. Like I just said right before we came on the air, I mean, it's one of their biggest games of the year against their, you know, much older brother at Tennessee. And, you know, it's a holiday weekend. Just coming off a weekend where we played two top 20 teams.
Yeah, not a great performance by Tennessee, but they get the win. And as we have seen, if you've been following college basketball the last 48, 72 hours, that is not always the case for some of these big-name top 25 programs facing upstart mid-majors. We'll dissect it for you this afternoon. We're with you till whenever we feel like it. It's just kind of a laid-back voluntary reaction / The Drive on Fan Run Radio here. If you want to talk about it, hop on the G3 Help Me hotline. We're here for you. 865-546-8200. 546-8200, your number to get on the show with us this afternoon. Hello, Jake. How are you, sir?
Living the dream, Russ.
Good to see you. Tired?
Absolutely.
And you've been working and doing the job thing and doing family. And are you up there in the holler for Thanksgiving yesterday?
I was in the holler.
All right. How'd that go?
Stayed around long enough just for my mother and grandmother to get into an argument about the wrong cranberry sauce and the wrong kind of rolls they bought. And
That sounds like just a normal American Thanksgiving.
Yeah. My cue to get out of there.
Right. You know how I learned to cope with all that?
How's that?
I just don't go.
Yeah.
I thought about it.
I stay at the house.
Antisocial bear. Just stay at the house and
work
eat.
Day. What,
shrimp and grits? Is that? Did you really do the shrimp and grits?
Oh yeah! I swear to God!
Wow!
I took my buddy some. He was kind of like, "Are you sure you don't want to have turkey?" I was like, "Are you sure you're relying on me to feed you on Thanksgiving?"
It's so weird. All right, special Black Friday edition of The Drive / voluntary reaction presented this afternoon by our friends at Crown Cleaners. Give us your score prediction for the Vols and Vandy tomorrow. On our Facebook page, facebook.com/ The Drive with Russell Smith, the Crown Cleaners score prediction thread is live. The final regular season one. We'll do one for the bowl game as well. But we will be talking football. I've got five things I want to see tomorrow. We've got score predictions. We've got coaching search madness going on. We might be burying the lead. I still think this Lincoln Riley to LSU thing is a huge deal with potentially huge ramifications for Tennessee. And Josh Heupel, I told you yesterday or the day before, his name will be on their list. And we'll talk about that coming up here in just a second. But let's start with the basketball today, since that is hot off the presses this afternoon. Tennessee beats Tennessee Tech by 11. It was closer than that. Tennessee Tech actually led this game by 1 point at the half. Tennessee pulls away, though. Turning up the defensive intensity, I thought, in the second half was key. Volunteers finishing with five guys in double figures today, led by Olivier Robinson-Camwa. A perfect 8 of 8 from the field for Camwa today. He finishes with 18 points and 4 rebounds. Kennedy Chandler, 15 points, 4 assists, as he stuffed the stat sheet. Had a couple of highlight reel dunks there to end the game. You had Fulkerson pouring in 14, grabbing 6 rebounds in a workmanlike effort for the sixth-year senior. Vescovi, 13 points, 3 of 10 from three-point range. He's not afraid to shoot it, Santi is. And then Brandon Huntley Hatfield off the bench with a big game for Tennessee. 12 points on 6 of 7 shooting and 4 rebounds for Huntley Hatfield. And I guess my takeaways here, guys, were, first of all, John Pelfrey.
Yeah.
Good to see him back in Thompson Bowling. The only thing that was missing was Jawan Smith coming by for old time's sake, telling Pelfrey he was going to take his wife out for a lovely dinner after the ball game this evening. Other than that, it felt like old times having Big Red out there on the sideline.
Yeah, it was fun. I did think about that, though. Boy, Jawan talked bad to him, didn't he?
Not nice, man.
I mean, Jawan Smith. Sometimes not a nice guy when he's playing.
No, a fierce competitor, as they say. Victor Bailey Jr. gets the start for Triple J today. Remember, Justin Powell started in his place against North Carolina. Powell is sick with this bug that evidently is going through the team that is also hitting Triple J in addition to the torn ligament in his finger in his shooting hand. So
I'm more worried about that. Like, can you expound on that at all for me?
What? The finger?
Yeah.
They say they're like taking it day by day. They're just like going to see.
He tore a ligament?
Yeah, they're going to see if it needs surgery or not. If it needs surgery, they're confident that he could be back sometime in early January. But he's going to miss some time, it sounds like. So,
I mean, if he's got it, you know, like what Russell Wilson had.
I would have liked to see, man, I just, Bailey,
I mean, not to go all Phil on the kid, but
damn,
he deserves some extended time on the bench.
Ain't no good.
Well, my thing was, coming into it, I was like, we should start Ziegler there. Give me a little ZZ Top. Give me that three-point guard lineup to start the game. But he didn't play very well today either.
Zakai?
Yeah, 1 of 6 from the field. So, I mean, it's freshman blues. That's to be expected. So, we'll see what happens with Tennessee and their starting lineup moving forward. But the loss of Triple J, yeah, I mean, that leaves a hole. Not that he was playing.
That's a lot of minutes to fill with what we've got behind him.
It's a lot of minutes to fill, and he does so many things. Even when the scoring isn't falling, yes, his leadership. He can play any position. He generally knows what to do as a coach out there on the floor. And I think maybe when you beat North Carolina in the way that you do, it fooled some fans, some of us, and I will freely admit to having this thought floating around in the back of my mind, even though I didn't verbalize it at the time, is like, maybe this isn't a terrible thing for Tennessee not to have Triple J out there. His shot's not falling. I think it is a big loss in Tennessee.
Oh, huge.
I think it was noticeable today.
More so on the defensive side of the ball than the offensive.
Sure.
He's
one of the better defenders on the team.
If you're going to make any kind of run deep in March, if we make the tournament, which I'm not saying we won't, but if you're in the tournament, I don't think you're going to make a deep run unless he's really elevated himself to another level and peaking at that time. I mean, he's your senior leader. I mean, the thing you got to keep in mind about Zakai Ziegler, he's supposed to be playing in a high school like Thanksgiving tournament right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 17.
Some shocking numbers coming out of this one. Tennessee Tech finishes the game shooting 47% from the field, 43% from three-point range.
That's stout.
Yeah, they didn't take as many threes as you would have thought shooting as well as they were. They only 6 of 14. I think John Pelfrey will look at that stat line and wish that He had drawn up a few more long-range shots for the Golden Eagles today, but Tennessee fortunate to escape, and they can breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief now as they will have a few more days here off. Next up, the Blue Hose of Presbyterian come calling on Tuesday.
That's where they're from.
Yeah.
Also, somebody texted me. It was one of those days last week where you had to either take off early or maybe the day off.
It was the day off.
And we got all bamboozled about who the Blue Hose were.
You've been with me for 5 years. Every time we bring up the Blue Hose, it's like it just shuts down Bear's hard drive and it takes him a couple of minutes.
Well, because I always, for some reason, Presbyterian is in, where is it at?
South Carolina.
Clinton, South Carolina. The sprawling metropolis of Clinton.
Well, the only reason you remember it is because you were born close to there, right?
No, I could not find Clinton on a map. I think it's somewhere in the mid-state. It's just my silly sports brain just retains things like these for
some reason. I can't
remember birthdays in my own family, but I remember where Presbyterian College is, by God.
Well, the Blue Hose, but I always want to associate them with where Flacco went. Is that Delaware State?
That's the Blue Hens.
Yeah, blue. You see blue hose, Blue Hens.
There's a tie.
Why are you naming your mascot after a garden implement? Or is it H-O-S-E?
It's H-O-S-E.
The Blue Hose?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think
that you're using it to squirt water. I mean, what's I don't get it.
I think it's something maybe like a fire hose. Maybe there was a fire once and there was a blue hose. That's just me guessing. I don't know.
I thought it was a horse.
What?
I think so.
Why would you have a hose with a horse?
I don't.
Is hose the name of the horse?
Let's find out.
I can't believe they didn't call roughing the quarterback on that one.
Tennessee plays at Colorado in Boulder. I believe that game is a week from tomorrow. So they will be taking on former Tennessee assistant Tad Boyle's squad out in Boulder. And then you got the Jimmy V Classic the week after that. Tennessee playing a very good Texas Tech team in Madison Square Garden. So big games coming up for Tennessee after this brief respite between the Hall of Fame tip-off and what you got coming up with Colorado and Texas Tech next week. All right. Let's switch. By the way, if you want to jump in some basketball talk, take a shot now. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Your number to get on the show. 4 years ago today, we sat in these very same White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios with our fan base's livelihood flashing before our eyes. 4 years ago today, you all got the news at some point around noon that Greg Schiano had a deal in place to become the next head coach at the University of Tennessee. We came down here and broadcast live for 8 hours that day. That broadcast, you can still go and listen to the podcast on the Fan Run app, I believe. You can go and find that. If you dig around long enough, you'll find it. It is a monument, an archive of college sports history, a moment that will live in infamy, really, and especially when you look back on it, we did not get the ensuing decisions right, but in my mind, that's almost beside the point, as disappointing as it was, because you had an historic event where a fan base rose up and said, no, you're not going to do this to us. We're taking our program back. And happy UT Football Independence Day to everybody out there in listener land. You should be proud of yourself, what you did 4 years ago today, even though some people in the national media will tell you that you should not be proud of yourselves. You should, in fact, be ashamed of yourselves. They are wrong. They are jealous in a way that you were able to exercise your right in the way you did, peacefully and decisively, stopping what would have been the death knell for Tennessee football. And certainly what happened the next 3 years were nothing to write home about, but it was worth it. I would say it was absolutely worth it. And now we've got a coach that as I sit here and watch this coaching carousel, this wheel of change start to spin, and it looks like Florida is going to hire Billy Napier, and it very much looks like LSU is going to make a serious run at Lincoln Riley, which would create an opening in Norman, Oklahoma, where Josh Heupel played and coached and won.
And got fired.
And so many other things. We'll break that down here for you this afternoon. But, wow. Wow. Let's start with Billy Napier. How would we grade that hire, assuming that Florida gets that across the finish line?
I don't know. I really don't know how to grade it because you're going off what he's done at Louisiana. He did go through Saban's coaching rehab for a year.
The Nick Saban coaching car wash. Come out one side. Come in the first side looking kind of rough. Come out the other side looking like $1 million.
Unless you're Butch Jones.
He's also been at some places where – where was it he was at when he required Nick Saban's expertise?
It wasn't Clemson, was it?
Well, he got fired by Clemson, by Dabo, as their offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
So I guess that maybe that's when he went to the Saban finishing school. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he's by no means a sure bet. Surest bet out of all of them, the more I thought about it. Who'd we have on the other day that made that point that a lot of people were going to – God, who was it on Wednesday? My brain's
Rex Road.
Yeah. The safest hire would be to go get Mark Stoops. If you want the safest hire, like known quantity,
yeah,
it's Mark Stoops. He's gonna work his tail off.
But maybe Billy Napier has a higher ceiling.
I don't know that Billy Napier has. If you gave me a choice between Billy Napier and Mark Stoops, I'd probably hire Mark Stoops if I'm the one making the hire. Knowing my name's gonna get attached to something. I mean Mark Stoops is a much surer bet. But you can't hire Mark. I don't think you can hire him at Florida.
I'm not blown away by the Napier hire. Looking at the Florida 247 message board, those folks are all in, man. They love it. Like, he's their guy. They are bought in, hook, line, and sinker. They are ready to go on the Billy Napier bandwagon. And we'll see. I mean, none of us.
Better than Kiffin. That's all I can say.
Yes. And then we'll see. Time will tell how good he is. But I'm not blown away. I'm not quaking in my boots. And quite frankly, I thought Mullen was a more impressive hire at the time than Napier is today.
Absolutely. And I don't think this will be, you know, you look back to Arkansas when they hired Chad Morris.
Mm-hmm.
He progressively got better at SMU. It's not going to be like that, but, you know, we don't know what Billy Napier's ceiling's going to be at Florida. We don't know if it's going to be 10-2. We don't know if it's going to be 12-0. We don't know if it's going to be 8-4. So, I mean, we'll just have to sit back and see.
And depending on how the dominoes fall, I mean, you might not – like, Kiffin might not take the Florida or LSU job, but I could see him taking any number of jobs if the dominoes – I could see Kiffin wanting to get interested in Oklahoma. I guarantee you that.
He can go there before Heupel does.
I think he's probably interested in all these jobs. It just hasn't really been able to get into play at Florida or LSU.
If I'm Kiffin, I'm probably taking that Oklahoma job if I had a choice.
He would have taken any of these jobs. You don't think he would have taken the Florida job?
Oh, yeah. But
he'll take the first job that's offered him.
Yeah. Strickland's not going to hire him down there in Florida, though. I mean, he's just not. We've got a really, really special Thanksgiving treat.
How worried are you guys on a scale of 1 to 10? With 10 being, he gone! And 0 being, I'm not worried at all. It's just
like, 0.
It's stupid to even talk about it. Josh Heupel to Oklahoma.
0.
0?
0.
Oh, that makes me so – that worries me
well,
more.
Well, I mean, number one, Oklahoma's not looking for a coach yet.
Uh-huh.
I think it would behoove Riley to stay at Oklahoma.
Agreed.
I'm about a 5.5.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm right there with you, Jake. I might even be a solid 6. He's going to be on their list. If the job is open, Heupel is on their list.
Right.
And you could sit here and say that he wouldn't do that to us.
No, it's not. It's not that, doing
that
it to
they
us.
Wouldn't go to him.
I think you're. I just think there's some other factors that need to be considered. That's all I'm saying. He played that. He's not like I would feel. I'd be up there at a five with you guys if he like grew up in like Stillwater or you know Oklahoma's version of Op and grew up an Oklahoma Sooners fan. But I mean that he's a JUCO player. He grew up in South Dakota. He was in Norman for 2 years. Yeah, he coached there. Won a national championship. But I can't remember if it was Terry or who made the point the other day that. You know, you see how going back to your alma mater's worked out for Scott Frost. They're in a mess out there at Nebraska.
Yeah.
Because they hired their Josh Heupel. They hired their T. Martin there.
But you would recognize that Oklahoma and Nebraska are in two very different places right now.
Yes. I would agree. And there's a lot. I mean, I'm not telling you. If the job comes open, ask me again. Just ask me again. If Oklahoma comes up.
I think the job's coming open. I think Lincoln Riley's their guy.
God, man, you got it made at Oklahoma right now. And the talent difference
is negligible. You got it made right now. You got it made right now. But you're going in the SEC here in what? Maybe a season or two? And if you're going in there anyway, and you're going to be banging heads with the teams you're going to be banging heads with in the western half.
Would you rather be at LSU when you're banging heads with them?
Would you rather be at Oklahoma? I mean, there is no doubt in my LSU is a better job. You can recruit a lot easier there. Go look at the talent rankings right now.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Oklahoma never seems to get in any trouble. It seems like they've got a really good booster infrastructure.
Yeah.
They don't have trouble getting the nation's top players.
But you know what else they got? They got a spoiled fan base, just like LSU, just like Tennessee, just like Florida, just like everywhere.
We're all spoiled rotten, most of the big ones.
And if he has another season like he had, like if he had this kind of season in the SEC, he'd have four or five losses right now. And he would either have folks wanting him fired this year or he'd be on the hot seat going into next year. And he knows this. He's a smart guy. He can see where the game of college football is headed. And even – look at Dan Mullen. Look at what happened to him. If you need any better example than this, of a guy that can go from the penthouse to the outhouse just like that. And he's looking at it right now, I think, saying, look, these people want me. If I stay here at Oklahoma, you might know a lot about that program that we don't know. You know, that is Caleb Williams the next big thing? Is he on par with some of the other quarterbacks they've had there? I haven't seen it yet. So, but if you've got a chance to go and restart your clock and get a little bit more security and you're able to leverage your current position to get some concessions from the LSU administration that maybe Oklahoma isn't willing to give you, then I think that's something to consider. And I think he is considering it.
And most of your recruiting can be done in-state.
Yeah.
And compete for national championships off your in-state.
Before anybody calls me, it says, well, Josh Heupel got fired. Bob Stoops is still influential over there. He would never go back. He would never do that to it. First of all, Lane Kiffin would never do that to us, and he did that to us. Second of all, does Josh Heupel strike you as an overly emotional guy? No. Josh Heupel is an analytical guy. He's not a guy that's going to make a decision based on emotion. Josh Heupel is a reasonable man. So is Bob Stoops. So is Joe Castiglione, who's the athletics director there at Oklahoma. Any hurt feelings can be smoothed over with a phone call, an apology. Hey, I'm sorry that things went down the way they did in 2014. We're really proud of you. We've been watching your career unfold since then, and we are thrilled for your success. We're sorry for what happened back then. We want you to come home. We want to mend these fences. And oh, by the way, if you haven't noticed yet, we've got a ready-made program right here. We've got a Ferrari.
Why are you speaking this in existence?
All it needs is a little bit better driver.
Oh, God. I'm getting scared.
All it needs is a little bit better driver. That place you're at right now,
just stop.
And you know this, that place you're at right now, you got the NCAA sniffing around.
You did your damnedest this year, and you still lost five games. You got an athletics director that won't go to bat for you with the league office. And who knows what's going to happen with the NCAA. You might be about to get – you're going to lose scholarships. We already know that. So you're already in this gunfight with a knife. Accept our apology. Come home and assume the helm, your rightful place as the head of Sooner Nation.
Man, I hate your guts.
I'm so depressed I can't even blink.
Yeah, just stop with this.
I'm just trying to tell you, on the fourth anniversary of Shiano Sunday, I'm not saying that he's gone. I'm not saying it's going to happen for sure. I'm just telling you that he will be on their list. I've been saying that consistently. Everybody says, oh, no, he won't. He will be on their list. And look at all these other schools that, and all these other coaches that are staying put right now. They're not going to get whoever their first choice is. Who is their first choice?
Yeah, but here's the thing. I think even with everything that you just said, I mean, you mentioned Danny White, but I don't think anybody's got a better relationship with their AD or more security than Josh Heupel does with Danny White. I mean, he hired him at two places. He's at a place where if he's at, you just never know. You'd have to, only he knows.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to us to even get back to New Year's Six relativity is going to be a Herculean effort on his part.
Quick timeout. It is the Drive / Voluntary Reaction. We're going to come right back with your phone calls. 865-546-8200 is your number to get on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Your phone calls coming up next here on Fan Run Radio. Fan Run Radio, the Drive continues. Friday night edition. Black Friday. Go to the G3 Help Me Hotline. Oh, man.
Yeah, you read it right. They're not on separate.
We can't take these calls separately?
No.
Oh, this came in on one line. Both at the same time.
This is going to be
radio. It's a freaky Black Friday edition of the Drive.
It's a blue light special.
I can't even.
Get down and get funky with them. It's the boys.
Philly and Willie, hello.
Where's Landomia?
Philly!
How you, Mark Martin? Check the snake down.
Doing well. How are you, man?
I'm celebrating Brandon Hatfield and Huntley's up and come out party today.
Who?
Brandon Hanley Huntfield.
Brandon Hanley Huntfield. How wasted are you guys right now, Phil?
We're not wasting, but we're prepped a little bit. And Jigger bought me one of them $13 beers at the TBA. Very cool.
We drank beer.
Oh, you and Willie went to the game together.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I had to back to Sloan, though, to get his car. So we'll get him. I'll let him talk here in a few minutes. But I was impressed by our three post players and. I thought Tennessee played off the first half, but they persevered, and we miss Jordan Powell back because we need him his 3-point shooting. You see that today?
Oh man, those threes aren't falling. I mean, that's my question, Mark. My two questions about this team, Phil, and see if you agree. Number one, post defense: are we rough and tough enough down low? And then, and I guess this is kind of tied into our. Lack of physicality in the post is what happens when those three balls aren't falling? What happens when you go 6 of 23 today? I mean, that's 26% from three-point range. What happens if you get in the tournament against a really good defensive team and those threes just aren't falling?
Well, get down to Hanley Hatfield and the Fulkerson and the Kamwa is really better shooting threes than he is posting up.
Kamwa, he's got a chance to be a nice player, man.
Yeah, he's got some talent. All we need is a rim protector. We really don't have a rim protector inside, but all honestly, they took advantage of our short guards in the first half, and that's how they stayed in game.
Yeah. I mean, Steve Hamer did a great job illustrating that. I mean, and that's Pelfrey. You know, he set them up and said, hey, you know, we've got a size advantage with our guards, and they were backing us down and all that stuff. It's a good observation, Phil.
I'm going to ask Willie close the call out here with his expertise of football and basketball. Here you go.
going on, WB?
Willie, you two are hanging out together, man. I hope you guys are being safe. It's double trouble right now on the drive.
Hey, you know what? I was really impressed with Huntley Hatfield today. That's our future. And I need to keep him happy. If he don't, he's going to jump ship and go for that NIL money like Tyron Evans did.
I'm just impressed that you can say his name correctly. Phil's calling him Hatley Huntfield. You're calling him Tyron Evans, nope. But we'll give you credit for BHH.
Hatley Huntfield.
Hey, and all this discontent about Oklahoma coming after Josh Heupel. Jeke Jr. did the same thing, or Willie Jr., whatever his damn name is. You can't even remember how old he was. He said the other day he's 25 and he's only 24. But, hey, if they want to come get him, I say let him go. He can't manage a damn game.
Oh, no. Don't start on this.
Going forward on fourth down, first drive of the second half, and taking yourself out of the ball game?
When did we take ourselves out of a ball game?
What was it, Philly? What game was that?
Oh, God.
Our
miss of Pittsburgh?
Our last loss. No, what was our last loss?
Georgia.
Georgia.
The number one team in the nation.
yeah, exactly. So when you got a chance to cut it from 11 to 8,
kick a field goal.
You kick a damn field goal, and then because he goes for it on fourth down, he has to go to for it on the next fourth down. He's over two in a damn game. So
Willie, if they had attempted the field goal. If they had attempted the field goal and missed it, you'd be on here talking about how he doesn't have any balls because he wouldn't go for it.
Bullshit.
Oh! Willie.
Really?
This isn't voluntary reaction, man. You get out of here with that nonsense. Man. You know I'm right.
Bye-bye.
If we had missed a field goal there, or even if they had made it, and we still end up losing because Georgia's just better than us because we couldn't stop them, okay, we cut it to 8, and they go on a 10-play, 80-yard touchdown drive to make it 15. The Legions of the Miserable be on here talking about, you ain't going to beat Georgia kicking field goals.
I ain't going to do it, Russ.
Why didn't you go for it? You ain't got any guts.
I want someone here with guts.
That's your fault, Bear. I hold you accountable. You accountable.
Why?
Because you knew. You knew. You wanted Philly and Willie on Black Friday. They're coming back from the game, having drunk $13 beers.
We drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer.
And you thought it would be a good idea to put those morons on the air. That's on you.
I'll take it.
That's on you. It's not on me.
I mean, I will explain to him for the 100th time what, you know, let's keep it clean means, but. Yeah, I mean, they make me laugh, man. You don't have friends that, Russ.
Yeah, they make me laugh.
I mean, I've known those guys forever. Phil closing in on 25, 30 years.
Bill says, money mends hurt feelings in a hurry. If Oklahoma wants Heupel, they will get Heupel. Still a lot of oil money in that alumni base.
How about they'll have nothing and like it?
I do not want that to happen, man. Don't get me wrong.
I thought I could speak for Jake on this one. We just prefer you not try and talk it into existence on the show.
You're speaking it into existence. No, that's dumb, man.
I would like to blink, man, and when you talk about it, I get so depressed that I can't blink.
I'm just pointing out something that I hope doesn't happen, but very well could. And we've seen this movie before. We've seen this movie before. We saw it in 2009.
I mean, are they crazy enough to pay him? The only way I see him leaving here is if they're offering like some kind of crazy, and I just don't think they'll do it, like some kind of crazy $9 million yield.
Easy. They find $9 million in their couch. They're coming to the SEC in 2 years, bro. They're not like us where they've been paying everybody buyouts for the past 20 years. They've got money.
They got a war chest.
They're a competently run athletics department.
Look, I hope it doesn't happen. I'm just saying. We're all sitting here high-fiving.
I mean, let's not act like Josh Heupel doesn't have a little bit more moral fiber than Lane Kiffin. I would hope that he would contemplate what jumping ship on us when we gave him the opportunity to step up in the SEC just to go to another SEC school.
First of all, that bag of Sara Lee's sweet Hawaiian rolls has more integrity than Lane Kiffin.
I wonder if those are any good.
Second of all, I think the status of the two programs, even more so than like pulling at his heartstrings about playing at Oklahoma and burying the hatchet with Bob Stoops, like I just think if he's looking at it analytically, man, I don't know what I'm getting into here at Tennessee. I don't know what the NCAA is going to say. Probably not something I'm going to like. Probably not great things, but I know they don't have those problems at Oklahoma. And maybe he's just a really loyal guy. I hope he is, man. I hope he's loyal to Danny White. I hope his family likes it here. I know they bought a really nice house in Sequoia Hills that they're spending a lot of money to renovate so that he can live there.
He moved into Sequoia Hills proper?
He's moving there. They're having their house.
One of those houses.
Anyway, not to get all creepy and stalkery on you, but I hope that means more to him, all that stuff. Means more to him than taking the easy way out and going to Oklahoma where they don't have to deal with some of the problems
right. That
Tennessee is currently having to deal with. Jamie is next on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Hello, Jamie.
I wouldn't count too much on where he's living and what he's renovating, Russ. That's nothing when it comes to doubling your salary. I just, I listened to your talk with Jeke and the mayor. It kind of seems like you guys ride the fence and accuse, the callers of it doesn't matter which way we go, we're going to be unhappy. And I just don't know where you get that from.
You don't know where I get it from? I've been talking to you guys for 20 years, Jamie.
Well, it seems to me like Jeke and the mayor have, when they've been negative, it's been warranted. I mean, they may not be right on this one. We may finally have a guy, but I just would be quick, I wouldn't be so quick to dismiss what their opinion is on something.
We're not completely dismissing their opinion, but, I mean, you are the third member of the Troika that is a Legion of the Miserable on our show, man. So we take what the three of you guys say, we have to take some of it. You gotta strip away the negativity and some of the like knee jerk histrionic type stuff that you guys do sometimes.
Do you think that's fair though, Bear? You call our opinions knee jerk, even though we've sucked in everything for 20 years?
Well, no. I mean, from a clinical standpoint, it's totally understandable. I mean, you're completely traumatized by a football program that's kind of deserted you off and on for going on 20 years now. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I mean, Russ has been trying to tell you guys.
I mean, every comment is different. I don't feel like I'm painting with a broad brush here. If you want to talk about what Willie said specifically, and you've kind of been critical of some of the same game management-y type situations that Heupel has done this year, I just look at it as he's an aggressive guy. He's going for it. He doesn't think he's going to beat Georgia kicking field goals, and he's really confident too in his offensive play calling prowess. So he probably thought it's 4th and 4. I can do this. I've got a play. Yeah. Didn't work out.
No, I think that his problems are not they're speed bumps. Unlike Jeremy's, Butch's, and Dooley's, their problems were mountains. It was I think Heupel's. He tweaks a thing here and there. Maybe gets a good game day assistant to help him with the analytics. I hate to steal a line from Butch, but I mean, I don't have a problem with going for it on 4th down. I just, there's times to do it and there's times to not. But, guys, put me down as somebody who loves a good coaching search, because in my mind it always means we're kicking a bum to the curb. But, man, it would be different this go-around because Heupel's no bum. He's a competent, head coach that, has come into a team that's decimated from the portal and not embarrassed us for sure. So It would be a different kind of coaching search, and we don't know a lot about Danny White. We do know that he, you know, refused, or there's a lot of people saying he has a hard time. He refuses to talk to the most powerful agent out there. So that would be concerning to me if we had to go back to the drawing board. You know, he did. He struck out on some. He tried to tell us he wouldn't go for Hugh Freeze because of the ethics, but then he went and offered James Franklin money when the guy was running, you know, a program full of felons. So those kind of double talks always concern me. So I guess my question to you gentlemen today is, if it did go down with Heupel heading on out the door, which I don't want to see, But what do you? What's your confidence level on Danny going out and doing the right thing and hiring one humongous freeze?
He just signed a big
deal. He just signed a big deal. He priced himself out of it for this go round.
You freeze did?
Yeah, he just signed it this week. Yeah,
but you know who is available?
Who's that?
Who?
The pride of Campbell County, Jamie Chadwell.
He's getting his ass whipped right now.
Oh dear!
South Alabama team that came in here.
You know who's available? Well,
Heupel got his ass whipped last year, too.
You know who's available, Jamie.
Who's it? Who?
Yeah, I love Tennessee. I got a lot of orange blood in my body.
He's finally available. The stars are finally aligned. Maybe we do want Oklahoma to hire Heupel.
No. Guys,
honestly, you got to feel like Gruden's not going to be coaching until everything involved with that whole mess gets adjudicated.
Oh yeah, that would be the most Tennessee thing ever. Hire a guy
who just got fired for like
tinges
offending.
Of racial and like sexism and homophobia and all that stuff. And in the year 2021, that's what we need around here.
Absolutely.
It's been 2 weeks. Other things have happened, and people have forgot about it.
It's true. You know, in a world, it's a weird world we live in where everything's homophobic and racist anyway. So, yeah.
But guys, I don't know, man. He was pretty upfront about it. In his comments.
So, I didn't, Heupel got his ass kicked at UCF his last year, too, so that wouldn't scare me too much about Chadwell. He's a good head coach. I just don't see how Hugh Freeze signing an extension and a raise is going to scare us away with all the money. You know, we've got some good old money here, too, so I don't know. I just want to get y'all's opinion. I'll get out of the way. How much confidence you have if we had to do it, if we would land, you know, if we would fall upward or not. Y'all hang in there.
See, this is where you guys don't want me to speculate on Heupel being in play at Oklahoma if that job came in. And I feel like it's irresponsible not to at least bring that up. This is where I sort of hop off the bandwagon. Like it's fair to me to think about what happens after one hypothetical move. If we're talking about what happens after two hypothetical moves, although I guess this would only be after one. I don't know. I'm having one of those Zach Galifianakis at the casino counting cards moments right now. I don't know.
I'm not going there.
I don't know where we would go. I don't know what the process would look like. I don't know who would be on the list.
What are you doing?
I don't even want to think about it.
It's like instinct. You're unpacking. You've pulled in the big emergency coaching search survival chest into the.
No, I'm not. No, I haven't.
Into the show today. Yes, you have.
No, I was just.
You've opened that thing up, and now Jamie and Phil.
I was answering a direct question.
And Willie. And I mean, things are getting unpacked. Mattresses, matches. No, we're not losing our coach. When it happens, it happens.
He's renovating his multi-million dollar Sequoia Hills home. You wouldn't just walk away from that, Bear. In this economy, with supplies and materials as hard as they are to come by, he's made an investment both emotionally and financially here in East Tennessee.
But you just said he wasn't an emotional guy.
He ain't going nowhere.
No.
I know I said that.
He's our lovable Moe Perez. I'm not going to let you give him away,
Jake,
to Oklahoma anytime. He's a lovable mope and some kind of like offensive savant. It's incredible. I don't want to lose him yet.
Stay with us. The drive continues. 865-546-8200. If you want to jump in, 546-8200. Back with more after this. Back here on The Drive, it's Fan Run Radio. We're going to do an impromptu Rocky Top Report brought to you by Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group right now. And let's start on the football side of things. Tyon Evans has entered the transfer portal.
Wow. Wowzers.
That's weird. It's so weird, man.
It's, it's odd.
I thought he was just going to go to the NFL and just try his luck.
Well, that's what we've been talking about all week. And last week.
I don't understand. I mean, granted, we aren't inside the bubble over there and know what's going on, but that's kind of an odd thing. Like, he would be the outlier that, you know, is pretty much guaranteed a starter's position if he's healthy and leaving and hitting the portal. It's not like he's buried at third or fourth string on the depth chart.
Well, I think that it's smart of him to want to play college football again, because I don't think he's done enough to get drafted yet, and I think he can improve by playing another year. I just think that he's in a good spot to do that.
I mean,
the rumors that we're hearing about him not going to class and all that stuff are true, then I would worry about being eligible at a new school if he's wanting to go and transfer, presumably to another very – I don't think he's going to go to South Carolina Upstate or something like that. So it's just a very odd type of deal. And
well, I've heard one school in particular.
South Carolina?
No. Huh. Where's primetime at? Jackson State?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I guess so. I mean, but like, if your ultimate goal is to get to the league – don't you want to showcase yourself in the NFL's ultimate farm system, the Southeastern Conference, as opposed to going and playing for an FCS team?
Nothing to me makes sense.
Nothing makes sense.
That's the biggest thing about the whole deal.
Yeah, because he would be the featured back in one of the most explosive offenses in college football, and we don't even have that much talent right now. I mean, am I wrong?
No,
you're right.
I mean, it was set up for him to have a breakout season. Obviously, he needs – and you go back to listen to Josh Heupel and Jerry Mack, the running backs coach at Tennessee, talking about Evans. And he had kind of a rough introduction to college football in the spring. And he didn't practice much in the spring. He was a little bit banged up, didn't play in the spring game. And so there wasn't a ton of hype around him coming into the season. But he ended up really flashing early in the season at 100 yards in the first game and ended up flashing throughout the first part of the season until the ankle just couldn't hold up anymore. And they talked about how he really grew up after spring practice and started showing up on time to the workouts and doing all the stuff and had a really good offseason, learned the offense, and earned his playing time coming into the season. So in my mind, like, and who knows who's advising these young men, but I just wish that he would listen to somebody that would tell him, look, dude, you do have an NFL future. You do have that kind of talent. You're not there yet. You got a little bit banged up. What you need to do is commit yourself for one more year to the college game. You need to get in this strength and conditioning program and work harder than you've ever worked before so that you are in elite physical condition heading into the 2022 season, and then just showcase yourself, man. You're going to be a star. It's not all going to be on you. You're going to be splitting carries with Jabari Small and maybe Jalen Wright, maybe Justin Williams, maybe some other guys, but you're so talented, you're going to feature in that equation, and then you come back and you play a 12-game season like that, then you're headed to the NFL, you're going to have a contract. And, by the way, all that hard work that you're going to put in, getting up at 5 a.m. to run, to work out, committing to the academic side of it as well, it's going to help you mature
emotionally, mentally, spiritually as a human being, which is going to put you in better position to succeed in pro football and hold on to your money and all that sorts of things so that you get the most out of this amazing life experience that's right there in front of you that you're already in. And unfortunately, he's turning his back. It seems like he's turning his back on it today and walking away. That's, I hope it works out for him.
So crazy.
Anyway, Rocky Top Report here. You know, if sidetrack, that is a huge story. Tyon Evans entering the transfer portal. Tennessee football tomorrow. I haven't done five things. We're gonna hold on to that as well. I'm going to get back to these phone calls. I remind you, the Rocky Top Report is brought to you by Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group. They do real estate the right way. Folks, the real estate market continues to boom. Many people who bought a house in the last 4 or 5 years are finding that they can sell their home for $100,000. I'm not even exaggerating. More than what they just bought it for. Amazing opportunities in the local real estate market. Call Bo Kregner for a free consultation at 865-742-1035. Won't cost you a dime to call and talk to Bo. 865-742-1035. He's online at BoKnowsHouses.com. Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group. It's real estate the right way. Our number, if you want to get on the G3 Help Me Hotline, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. If you want to jump in this afternoon, one other recruiting note I should pass along. Tennessee has one official visitor in this weekend, Marquise Gilbert, a junior college safety. He's going to Hutchinson Community College in Kansas. It is Tennessee and Auburn battling for him, 6'2", 180 pounds. Tennessee has that help wanted sign flashing outside the secondary door. Need to get faster, more athletic, more physical at the safety position. If you're a top-notch JUCO safety, would seem like this is a pretty good spot to land.
If you could, I got a question for you. You may want to think about it, but if you could cherry pick one person off any team in the league, who would it be?
Oh, wow. Off any SEC team? What a great question. I don't know. It's hard not to go with Matt Corral, right? I mean, I like Hooker. But see, this is the –
Oh, no,
the,
I wouldn't waste it on yeah, Matt I mean, Corral. I've gotten a good enough quarterback with Hendon Hooker.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of the question is you can kind of massage. You're not necessarily just going after the best player in the league.
No. Who I think could
– one of those Georgia safeties probably?
Maybe. I mean, I almost want to exclude Georgia because I mean, that's just way too easy.
Hell, maybe bring Toe back. I don't know. Who's the best middle linebacker in the league? That's what we need.
Yeah. I'd go after that Bixby kid from the barn. Tank.
The tank? Tank Bixby? Yeah, he's explosive, man. Yeah, he's big, he'd be awesome physical. In this offense.
You imagine him running that wheel route or just, you know, being a bruising running back that's durable.
He would be awesome in this system. No doubt about it.
Big power back.
I like big backs, and I cannot lie.
You like big butts? I mean, it's known.
Yep. Most big-time running backs do have the big butts. They got the junk in the trunk. You see a running back with a little bony booty back there like me, you know you're
in trouble.
It's not working.
I mean, that's known. That's where a lot of your power comes from. I mean, it is.
Jake, no, you want to offer a comment on the male posterior before we head to the top of the hour break here? I mean, it's sitting right out there, wide open for you, buddy.
I think I'm good, man.
This is your chance. Your time to shine.
I'm good.
Really? Folks, we got another hour to offer up for you here. We're going a little late. We started late. We're going to go a little late here for you. It is The Drive. It is Fan Run Radio. 865-546-8200. You want to jump in, take a shot now. 546-8200. Back with more after this.